It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The semicolon is not all that common, but it can elicit some very strong feelings.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining me now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hello.
And I've got to say, I quite like the semicolon. It's probably my favorite punctuation mark.
Really? It's your favorite?
It might be my favorite.
I like the dash.
The dash is sweet, but there's just something about the semicolon.
Well, you're not alone. Historically, there have been some big fans of the semicolon, including Ben Jonson and Charles Dickens. They thought the semicolon was nuanced and sophisticated. That said, there have also been some semicolon haters out there saying that this punctuation mark should not be used, including Kurt Vonnegut and George Orwell. The semicolon has been called ugly, odious, useless, and girly.
Good heavens!
Now, let's back up for a minute. What would be your guess for what the most common punctuation mark is?
The period.
That's a good guess. And the period is right up there, tied with the comma. And sometimes in some studies, the comma actually wins by a little bit. These are in studies of both American English and British English writing. So you've got the period and the comma up there at 40 to 45% of punctuation. Then you have the dash at 2 to 3%, my favorite punctuation mark, the semicolon at 1.5 to 2%, then the question mark, the colon, and the exclamation mark. I was a little surprised that the semicolon was more common than the question mark.
Yeah, that surprises me too. And the exclamation mark. Those are very popular right now.
They are. So this, of course, does not account for texting. Now, the semicolon really explodes in use in the 18th century. And in the 18th century, we had grammarians describing the semicolon, I think much the way we use it today, as a punctuation mark that could connect two clauses more closely than a period.
It just makes things less choppy.
It makes them look less choppy, right?
Yeah.
Because you know this as a radio host, that if you were to write copy with a semicolon, you can't indicate that semicolon in any way when you speak it.
Oh, no. I would never put a semicolon in radio copy.
I think that is a very wise idea. Now, I want to note here that the semicolon, I noted that it sort of exploded in the 18th century. And there have been periods, the 19th century and early 20th century, when there were authors who were using the semicolon in what I would consider to be an excessive way. Let me give you an example. This is often cited. It's Evelyn Waugh's 1945 novel, Brideshead Revisited. And I'm just going to give you the first few lines of this passage. It goes, "I have been here before," I said, semicolon. "I had been there before," semicolon. "First with Sebastian more than 20 years ago on a cloudless day in June, when the ditches were white with fool's parsley and meadow sweet and the air heavy with all the scents of summer," semicolon. And it keeps going. The sentence keeps going with all these semicolons.
That is just semicolon abuse. That is the reason for all the semicolon haterades, stuff like that.
And I think it's important to remember that our standards for punctuation and our sense of good style do change. I think we go more lightly with the semicolon than we used to, and we have some people who try to avoid it in all cases.
Well, you know what, Anne? I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to make a goal. Bring back the semicolon.
Good luck. It does not have a very healthy life in texting.
Anne, thanks so much.
Have a good Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.